And Laura Stack, the productivity pro, is with us. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Where are we talking to you? Where are you today?
I'm calling from snowy Denver, Colorado.
Really? How much snow do you have?
Oh, we got about 4 or 5 inches yesterday. So
okay.
Not too bad, and it's not windy and icy, so we are happy for the white over the holidays.
Hey, did you ever think you'd live in Denver and be going, well, it could be worse, we could be in Buffalo?
That's right. It's actually quite pleasant in Denver. If you get up into the mountains, it's snowy, but we try not to tell people how actually nice it is here. That keeps the population
We try
down.
To keep it a secret.
That's right.
Laura provides useful tips to help improve personal productivity at the office, not knowing that this particular office could be a poster child for that.
No kidding. You need a one-on-one intervention, eh, Neil?
Oh, you ought to meet our receptionist, Tammy. That's a whole new world right
there.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah, you talk about, if there's a productivity scale, and I'm sure there is, does it have negative numbers?
Like a -1 on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
That would be Tammy?
Yeah.
Do you think she's listening to this?
Probably, and she's going to whoop my fanny when she gets here. Best ways to organize your day to make the most of every hour.
Well, Neil, we've got to get Tammy reading this study. Fellows Brand just came out with a productivity in the workplace study, and it was actually quite fascinating. They had different results about the time of day people are most productive. So 8 to noon, maybe maybe she's just working at the wrong time, or maybe she's not the right age. How old is Tammy?
42, I want to say.
Okay, see, she's an Xer, and baby boomers were the most productive. They said they felt more productive, followed by millennials. So see,
yeah,
she's got a couple things against her. The survey said 53% of people said chatty coworkers were the biggest disruption.
All right, that would be me.
Okay.
See, I told you, we're a poster child for this study.
Wow. And a third said problems with office equipment affected their productivity. Do you have that challenge?
No, not really.
Well,
we just introduced a new website, and it's caused some problems, but not on it. No, we're okay on that one.
Well, we're going to have to get some phone calls set up with Tammy and I after this.
If you could turn that study into a video game, she'd read it.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's the age. That's the age right now. I have 3 kids, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
My grandson is so good at those things, but fortunately, he's also good outside of sports and everything, too.
Yes.
Are there any tips for workers to help either non-related workers or workers that aren't really hard workers from disrupting your day?
Well, with that type of thing, you're going to need to make what I call a preventive assertion. So 2/3, 65% of people in the survey said that last-minute requests from their coworkers were really impacting them. So with that type of person, it's really key that you meet with your team members one-on-one every week and talk about what's coming up the next week, meetings, tasks, projects, et cetera, so that you can get a jump on things and they're not kind of springing stuff on you.
See, we only do that to coworkers we don't really like. Well, we'll walk in like 4:45 and say, I need this before you leave.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And they really appreciate that.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sure.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten an award yet.
I know, for doing that the most.
Yeah.
The most annoying habit?
I think so. Well, that's one of them, yeah.
Giving people things last minute. Well, you know, and it's something to be thinking about in this holiday season because with all of the disruptions that people have like that, they were showing that poor productivity like that could save people 2 hours a day from disruptions.
I believe that.
You know, even things like people were complaining about standing there and having the shredder jam, you know, which is why I love the new Fellows line, for example. They've got their jam-proof technologies in the Automax line. You just throw stuff in there and walk away. So we've got to think about how can we avoid disruption from coworkers, from equipment, from our energy levels. When are you most productive, Neil? What are your highest productivity
This
levels?
Is it.
Morning.
Right now, talking to you, this is my peak. I start dozing off about 8:35.
Oh, my. Well, that's when most people reported they were most productive, between 8 and noon. So what you've got to make sure to do is crank out your most important work during that time. See, what a lot of people are doing is checking email, you know, surfing the web, doing social media. You're, of course, need to be up during this time. So for you, it's a perfect fit, but not
everybody.
See,
I'm supposed to be on social media. So that, there you go, huh?
If that's your job, then yes.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, though.
See,
no, that's not
like
their...
I was just sitting here thinking about when Tammy's the most productive. She's supposed to start at 9, usually gets here about 10. brings her dog, takes him for a walk. She usually sits down and gets started about 11:15.
Well, and if she had high energy periods at that point, that might be the best time to work for her.
No.
And every person is very different. And really understanding what those rhythms are becomes really critical.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know if it was part of this study or not, Laura.
Yeah.
But it used to be that it was an accepted for smokers to go take a smoke break now that buildings are non-smoking. Has that become passé in the workplace?
You know, so that has become kind of a, well, it's always touchy. But being able to let people know, look, you know, if you're a smoker, that's your choice, but you can't take any more breaks than what other people are entitled to take. That's always been the sticky wicket. We can't keep people from making those choices. But what's been really frustrating for other coworkers is, gee, you know, they leave every hour and go off on their smoke break. So I do see a lot more organizations enforcing the policies about how often you can take a break, be away from your desk. And so, you know, we're seeing a decline in that in workplaces because it's more difficult.
Do you believe in workday meetings to start the workday?
Depends. If you're in manufacturing, if you're on a, you know, sales team, and everybody needs to have a kind of a quick one-on-one to discuss what's on the plate and priorities for the day, that can be really beneficial. However, you also see a lot of meetings that are just habit.
Yes.
People get there, blah, blah, blah.
Roll
not
their eyes.
Sad,
oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, do we really need to be here? You know, maybe that'll be a New Year's resolution for everyone to challenge the regular meetings, you know, status updates, staff meetings that you have, and decide, is there another way that we can do this? Do we really need to have this meeting? Is this really productive?
Laura Stack, I went to school with a boy named Robert Stack in Pennsylvania. Any relation?
You know, all my relatives are from the Pennsylvania area, Pittsburgh, Washington,
yeah,
PA.
20 miles south of Pittsburgh in Denora, Pennsylvania.
It
really?
Very well could be. There are a lot of Stacks up in that region, and that's where our family comes from.
Is there a website for more information, Laura?
Sure. You can either go to fellows.com, or if you want more tips on productivity, my website is theproductivitypro.com.
All right. If you ever want to write a book on negative productivity, we volunteer Tammy to be in your book.
I'll come and interview her first
thing.
All right.
Laura, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Neil. Merry Christmas to you, too.